So with that, any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning? Please, Linda.
Continuing prayer for my brother. He's so ready to go on.
Yeah. Linda's brother's going through the latter part of cancer, and it appears to be, and of course God's always in a miracle business, anything can happen miraculously, but for the most part when you realize that there's not much you can do and just make them comfortable until they go through the transition from this dimension to the next. And he has the hope of Christ in his life because Linda been ministering to him for months, well, since you were kids, and he didn't even know you were ministering to him. She was planting seeds. So we want to keep David in prayer. Thank God for hospice. They're a big help, but I want to lift Linda's brother up, David. You got a praise?
Well, the meeting that I was supposed to have on Wednesday or Friday didn't happen because
the prosecution didn't show up.
The legal attorney did not respond, and the judge waited for 20 minutes and finally got on the telephone and said, "I think we wasted enough of your time today. So it's going to be rescheduled.
Yeah. Well, usually after the judge gets the other side together and chews them out, they usually go ahead and dismiss it because they wasted the court's time. But she's in not a legal battle, but it is a legal battle. She got a promotion from one department in the state to the other. And when she went to the new promotion, she was making more money. And then somebody in her current department said, "Oh, she's making more money than me." So they filed an ethics complaint, and they want her to give back the money that they've been paying her all this time in her new position. Thank God she's fighting it. So you'll prevail in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anybody else? Travis.
Yeah, I've got three. First thing is traveling today. Travel nurse for her. She needs to rest away from the beach. At the beach. And so, as we found it down, she can join in. But we lost a friend of ours, lost her husband with a sudden heart attack this past week. And he was, I think, in his mid to late 30s, a young guy. And also, the way that you should do the fundraising for the fishing tournament that his family put on for years. She went from a minor procedure, and now she's in intensive care.
Oh.
She's having seizures. And
oh, my goodness.
She's one of our own. So her name is Mary. Please pray for Mary.
Here in Tallahassee?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's from
Carolina. Yeah, but yeah.
She's here.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Hear our prayer this morning. Miss Judy.
I have a praise. My older brother, we've been praying for him. He's been bedridden for, I guess, 2 or 3 months now. Well, this week he was able to get him, we put him in a wheelchair, and he wanted to sit there for a while. He didn't want to go back to bed, so he's doing really well. I mean, his mind isn't always good. It's just at 92, his body's beginning to fail.
And Don Bittner had a procedure last week. And how are you doing, Don?
I'm doing very well.
Good, good. That's all. Thank you.
Very good.
Ms. Lisa.
I just have a couple phrases.
Good.
I thank God that Dave was okay while I was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And Travis for checking on him and bringing him to church. And for God getting me home safely, because every time I take Highway 20 and I go through Bristol, something bad happens. And coming home, I got rerouted around Bristol because there was a bad wreck.
Oh my gosh.
Logs had fallen off and hit a car or a truck. But I just thank God that he gets me there and gets me back.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Yeah, that's her biggest fear, when we get behind a log truck, see, until we can get around him. Or she always has a vision of some log falling off. I know, but I guess you can. Joanne, 1.5, because you're not...
Joanne should come back Sunday for church and the revelation.
Yeah.
We still don't
know. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I got that pollen stuff too, Travis.
But we had 2 pedestrians that are around Capitol Circle this last week. Right across from Walmart, to the Walmart where it used to be that Chinese restaurant on this side. There was a pedestrian hit, and after they were hit, another truck ran over them.
Oh my gosh.
And then up there by Wendy's at Home Depot Thursday night, someone was hit. They're in a critical condition. Anyway, we gotta see one of our little homeless ladies that we'd like to.
We'd befriend her.
And we're just afraid that one of them might be her. So, we'd like to pray for our homeless and for pedestrians.
Yes, yes.
In this town, because it's pretty dangerous. Yes.
Yeah, it sure is. Thank you, Lord. Hear our prayer. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? No? Good to see Janie this morning. Did you get your truck fixed? Good.
Still starting?
It is still starting.
Praise
the Lord. Hallelujah.
The best I can do.